On the show today, we have VCU's Jeff Johnson and Carrie Price talking about launching their video-only branches to members, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're talking a little video, we're talking a little technology, we're talking delivery channel with BCU's very own Jeff Johnson and Carrie Price. How are you guys today?
Excellent, Mike. Awesome. Thanks. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you as well. It's always, you guys are always pushing that proverbial envelope there at BCU, so it's always fun to talk to you guys about technology and stuff. And initially, I was going to talk to you about, because you guys are launching some video-only branches with video, which is really, really cool news. But first, I want to get into, Jeff, I'm going to start with you about BCU's tech strategy, and then Carrie, I'll segue into you about doing their BCU's delivery channel strategy. So, Jeff, let's start with you first about BCU's overall tech strategy. What's going on there in your neck of the woods?
So just by way of introductions, I am the CIO for BCU, and Carrie's the chief retail officer. So the way we've set up things here at BCU is Carrie owns all the channels, right? I own the technology that supports the channels.
Gotcha.
So we work hand in hand on just about everything we do. So this what we're going to be talking about, the video, was truly a partnership, making sure that all the tech was good and all the user experience member experience was
okay.
Good too.
Okay.
So basically, at a high level, our tech strategy, as I mentioned, is to support the channels. And
right.
One of the things that we're seeing is digital disruption is happening so quickly. Our members are just demanding so many different things.
Yeah.
We need to have an agile, flexible, extendable infrastructure. So we're going cloud first. We're
really?
About just over halfway through migrating our infrastructure to Azure, Microsoft Azure platform.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff there. And at the same time, security, absolutely critically important. So we've got to make sure that everything we do, cloud-based, but also highly secure.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular vendor we're going to be talking about nailed both those things perfectly.
Oh, wow.
And most importantly, on the member experience side, bingo. So I think Carrie's really going to get into that.
Okay.
You know, it's at some level of detail. Right, Carrie?
Absolutely.
That brings me to you, Carrie. Yeah, delivery channel.
Perfect. So our delivery channel strategy is primarily focused on self-service, and that's really a focus. So one of the things that we talk to our board about is digital transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And this solution helps us to accomplish that. Another aspect of a BCU, and maybe what makes BCU unique, is that we have over half of our members aren't near our service center. And so we have a lot of members in small areas, small companies, outside of, I would say, larger traditional branches,
yeah.
which really speaks to our delivery channel strategy and how we want to serve them where those members are.
Mm-hmm.
So this really aligned nicely with our strategy and our direction.
Digitization seems to be the word of the year. We've had omni-channel like last year, big data the year before. Now digital or digitization seems to be the word this year. And it sounds like you guys are moving in that direction with the video-only branches. So give us a quick summary of what this is and how does it work?
Sure. I can take that one.
Okay,
so,
go for it.
So what we're doing, we are going to be rolling out. So we haven't yet, but it's planned. We've got the designs to roll out several of these video-only branches in our service center network. And so what that looks like is that our member would come in.
Mm-hmm.
These branches have a much smaller footprint.
Mm-hmm.
There's a small office that the member would go into and that they would be able to engage with our agents here in Vernon Hills, Illinois, where we're based,
mm-hmm.
And talk about things like consumer loans, mortgage loans,
mm-hmm.
and then any service request that they would have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in a private, small private area that they would be able to talk to the member. One thing that we made sure, and we used partners in addition to video, our partner, VIDYO, we also used our partner Enlighten, and that is the partner that we use to create kind of that home screen so that when a member comes up, they're going to know what to do. So we have like a large screen in these offices as well as smaller tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And on this screen, it tells the member to touch here to engage.
Oh.
So touch here to chat, because we don't know if it's quite intuitive if they see a large screen in an office
right.
to come up and to hit that screen.
Mm-hmm.
So We've used video as well as Enlighten to create that whole experience for the member.
Okay. And why video? Why video? I mean, obviously, they are very good at what they do. Obviously, Enlighten as well. Heard of those guys. So it sounds like it's a nice three-way partnership there.
So why video?
Yeah.
Is that your question? Well, I think it goes back to what Carrie said. We're very cognizant of the member experience. And just so long as it passed the two hurdles, namely cloud-based and secure, my team was completely comfortable with the direction that Carrie is driving.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I would add one more item to that. We also very much, like many others, have a mobile-first strategy.
Yeah.
Video was one of the few vendors that we looked at that had a mobile option to video conferencing. That was really important to us because, you know, we talk about omni-channel and, you know, we could be critical what that is, but if we want to have experiences in different channels, mm-hmm. video already had that established. So that was, I would say, another criteria that really pushed video ahead of some of the other options that we looked at.
Okay, and so now let's get to video, the actual video. Why did you guys go that route as opposed to doing something else? I mean, because obviously, I mean, if you look at it from a marketing standpoint, video is everywhere now. So, and it's very, it's a dominant form of communication these days. Why did you guys choose to go the video route?
I will tell you that it was primarily driven by our partnership with our select employee group. So mm-hmm. at BCU, that really is our strategy. We are primarily a SEG-focused credit union. So when we talked to one of our newer partners, we told them that they asked BCU to set up branches in some of these locations that really may not make a lot of sense financially.
Yeah.
This was an option for us to still promote our brand, to still engage with these members in a way that we felt we'd still be able to serve the needs of the company mm-hmm. because they wanted financial education and mm-hmm. services to their employee group, but then we would still be able to offer a different point of presence to those members.
Yeah.
So this is our first foray into a video conferencing in a video-only branch. In addition to these video-only branches, Mike, we're going to be also putting them into smaller one-person offices. So if that person is away from the office, then we would still be able, they would be able to engage in the same way as the video-only branch. So we're going to kind of kick the tires and put them in more a larger concentration of employees.
Okay, very cool. And so what hurdles, Jeff, were there any hurdles that you guys encountered during the process, and how did you guys overcome them?
Well, you know, you just got to make sure you're doing your diligence, make sure that you understand what you know, the business needs, and just do the diligence with the vendors. Mm-hmm. You know, we did run into some hurdles with, especially on the cyber, the security front.
Right.
But we were able to overcome that with just some good partnership. And that's what we look for in the vendors that work with us. We're looking for partners, mm-hmm. and Video seemed to be a partner that was willing to kind of go a little bit higher to make sure that they were meeting our needs on the infrastructure side, but as Carrie mentioned, on the user experience side, where the game will be won or lost.
Now, have any of these been rolled out yet, or is it still in planning, building phases?
We will be rolling out two of them in the next several months.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm interested to get, like, member, as you guys are, member feedback would be extraordinarily important just to see what they, do they know these are coming? And if so, what has been feedback or reaction yet?
So our employee group knows that they're coming.
Okay.
And so they're very excited about it. They're very excited that we're going to have, in addition to the video conferencing, there'll be an ATM there. So it'll be kind of a whole, an area where these members can engage. So our SEG knows that they're coming. So just we're anxious to roll them out.
Waiting on pins and needles for these things. I mean, it also kind of, I mean, we could also go off on a wild tangent on the evolution of the branch. And this sounds like it's another evolution of the branch because, you know, there's always been the argument, yeah, the branch is dead. Well, maybe the branch of like the 1970s is dead, but not, you know, 2017. This sounds like it's a new version of it, right?
Absolutely. You know, we've been looking at our branch network, and BCU has a very strong branch network. We primarily are focused inside those employee groups, like I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we want to make sure as members use self-service and as they use our digital options that we still feel it's important to have the branch there. But again, we're redefining what branch is. Yep. And this is, you know, one crack at it, at least, and we'll see if it works for us. But you know, we've developed a model whereby we can assess how many members are there in the facility, what we think the engagement might be. Mm-hmm. We know what we generally get mm-hmm. when we're in a facility and we have a full traditional branch, and we know what we get when we have nothing. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of looking at it, and this is one of the goals of this project, is to figure out what our engagement will be. So we have an idea, so we mm-hmm. hope that it comes to pass. So.
Yeah, you just took my next question out of my brain, because I was asking you, what are your goals with these video branches? Jeff, you want to take that one? Or?
Well, I a couple things. So our the businesses that we provide services to, they're asking for us to be in as many of their facilities as possible.
Yeah.
And realistically, we can't afford the people or the infrastructure to fully build out a branch. So what we're trying to meet halfway, providing the presence of high quality, mm-hmm. but at a different cost structure mm-hmm. and a slightly different model. So, okay. You know, we're trying it. I mean, we can't say that we've been successful yet, but if you don't try, you don't know. And I think that's the great thing about the partnership that we have internally and with, you know, some of our providers, is we can afford to take some of these risks and kind of push things out a little bit. And yeah. I'm sure we'll adjust it. I'm sure there's things we'll have to tweak, mm-hmm. but I think we're pretty confident that, you know, we'll get it right, maybe after one or two iterations.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I mean, so any advice for credit unions looking to do something similar? I know there's, like, you know, there's the ITMs, the interactive teller machine, all that type of stuff, but this sounds like it's another ball, taking it to another level, it sounds like. So any advice for other credit unions out there who want to venture down this road as well? Because I see it sounds like a great, great move.
You know, one thing that I've learned through this process is not to underestimate the number of people, even internally, that it takes to really pull this off. So mm-hmm. you just don't have the video screen in this potential branch, but you have the people to support it.
Yeah.
You have the infrastructure that you have to think about, the walls and making sure that the quality of, which I'm sure you know, doing this type of interview, that's really important. So, and then the support internally. You know, video conferencing is really just, I think, you know, beginning to gain momentum. And,
oh, yeah.
you know, B of A rolled out their new branches, what, February or so. They were talking about their three new video-only branches. So I think it's still gaining momentum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think it's also kind of convincing, not convincing, but kind of sharing what you think the benefits are going to be of rolling that out.
Right.
So I just think not underestimating all of the requirements internally to get the thing set up yeah. and started.
Yeah. Anything to add there, Jeff, from the technology perspective? Because I'm sure there's a lot to talk about there.
Yeah. I think Carrie pretty much nailed it. To make an interaction seem seamless and frictionless and just easy is a lot of work on the back end.
Yeah.
And you just got to make sure, like Carrie said, that you account for all that work. You know, it's technology, it's process, it's people, it's training, it's a whole bunch of things that have to happen, and that there's no shortcuts to getting those things done correctly.
Right. And this is something that, I'm just based on how I've dealt with video over the last decade, I mean, this is something that was, I don't think it was really possible a decade ago, but now that bandwidth has gotten a lot better, the connection, all that type of stuff has gotten better, video is now more accessible to more people now, and especially in instances like this. So I think you guys are, once again, BCU is pushing that proverbial envelope, and so well done, guys, well done. Anything else to add to wrap up here, guys?
Well, you know, we should probably do this in a few months once we have a little more experience behind our belts and tell you the good, the bad, the ugly.
We could do the interview from one of the branches, from the video branches, so that'd be kind of fun, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
Be good.
Yeah. Good idea.
Hey, we're here. We're all about ideas. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy day. And again, let's check in a few months, see how it's going. All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. All right,
guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you so much. Keep up the good work there. All right.